Westbound 64 approaching 29, all the folks trying to get to grounds. That continues up through Fontaine and in through my neck of the woods out in Fry Spring and up Alderman. Also seeing it on the southbound side of 29 coming into Airport Road as well. In WCHV traffic brought to you by SVOE, your Canon document technology partner for Charlottesville and Central Virginia.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast, widespread morning fog, otherwise cloudy skies today, showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon, and some storms may contain heavy rain and gusty winds. High temperatures around 60 degrees. Gradual clearing after midnight tonight, lows mid-30s. Thursday, mostly sunny skies, but cooler with highs only in the upper 40s. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seaville 107.5 and AM 1260 WCHV.
An update on our TH Inc. For Yourself segment. TH is recovering after his bypass surgery.
Must be getting early. Clocks are running late.
And I think it's a good sign. Everyone except Tim says he's recovering well, so I don't know what that means. But I'll tell you something, and as we fill the void here, I've without intention, but Kismet has provided the happenstance where one of the parts of our community that Tim loved the most, and still does, I'm sure it's not his post-mortem, was the business community. And you know, and corporate citizenship was one of the things that he was so proud of in as, you know, chamber president in all those years. And you know, one of the great moments of it, actually we've got a couple of stories in that realm here, but joining us is Rob Bonomo, and I always do this, Rob. From
that was great.
No, it wasn't.
It was right. Bonomo
from Beck Cohen, who's here with Jen Jacobs from AHIP as well, because each year you guys partner up to help a family that's kind of on that hand, you know, paycheck to paycheck realm to get a better heating and cooling system into their home. Good to see you both again. How are you all doing?
Very good. Thanks for having us.
So tell us, remind people who may not have remembered last year's version of this, you know, how it works, Jen, and how AHIP, you know, partners up with Beck Cohen to do this, and how people get involved, and how you find your recipient.
Sure. So just first, a quick note about what AHIP does. We are a home repair nonprofit organization, and we make sure that people in Charlottesville and Albemarle are safe at home. We try to help as many people as possible with basic fundamental fixes to their homes, including but not limited to heating and cooling systems. And we work year-round to make sure that people are safe, and we do emergency repairs and rehabs and energy upgrades. We met Beck Cohen several years ago because they reached out to us and wanted to get involved with our efforts to make sure that people are safe through heating and cooling systems, and that's what this partnership is all about.
Well, I don't know where this analogy comes from, but maybe it's Tim's spirit, because there's a baseball analogy that a good heating system and air conditioning system is like a good umpire in a baseball game. You only notice it when it's breaking down.
That's correct.
It's going
that's
wrong.
Absolutely correct.
But, you know, Rob, these are the times, and I go through it here. It's like it's 20 degrees on, you know, Monday when I get into the studio and I want the heat cranking, and then it's 50 degrees and humid the next day and I need the air on to, you know, circulate air. It really gives an HVAC system, a heat pump, a real workout.
Yeah, much to my wife's dismay, I had put my air conditioning on last night. She went through the roof. But
yeah, half the time it's just for the humidity alone.
Yeah, that, and you walk in at 75 degrees in the house, you got the fireplace going and the air conditioning on, because she thinks that gets rid of the humidity the best way. And technically she's right, it's just costly.
It, you know, but you can see it. I just upgraded the heat unit, the HVAC, the heat pump.
That's funny, I don't remember doing that.
Well, you need to call my landlord then, because I'm the most outspoken advocate for the rental community in Charlottesville. But and of course I don't mention the people who did, because they haven't paid for that either. But you know, it's stunning the amount, and I think this goes into what you were talking about, Jen. The amount of money we save, because we pay our electric bill along with our, you know, how much that lops off of it when you're not watching a 20-year-old air conditioning, you know, you go clank, 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 clank outside and struggle to keep up.
Yeah, or, you know, we've encountered clients who have faulty baseboard heating and no insulation in the walls, and they spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month on heating. And so if we're able, especially with a partnership like Beck-Cohen, if we're able to come in and give them a high efficiency system, that's going to save real money for them that they need in their lives.
And Rob, when you go into, and it's got to be heartbreaking because sometimes lower cost housing are also, let's just say, you know, corners are cut in the, you know, either the routing of the vent systems or the way the pump is installed or where it's installed. And so, you know, those are going to be challenges as well.
Lack of service that these people are getting from
Regular maintenance.
Yeah, just because it's not being done. You should do it twice a year, just keep things going and keep everything moving the way it's supposed to be. Your filters clean, coils cleaned, and it's not being done. It's simply because they just can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also, I mean, it's amazing all the little things, you know, all of a sudden it's dust and it's insects and it's all sorts of things, you know, and then it's humidity and it's mold. And you mentioned humidity and mold alone can, you know, make a family sick for months.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's and an air handler, an indoor air conditioning unit or duct system is a haven. It's dark. It's wet. It's a haven for mold. It's not a cool, dry place.
And that's, you know, that's why don't store your beer there. Rob and Jen, I want to get into how, you know, who was the recipient this year and be happy for them, but also talk to how somebody gets hooked up into this next year, where you get your beneficiaries from, but also ways people can help out AHIP. Going forward, beyond just obviously the good corporate citizenship in the name of St. Timothy the Pious, who's recuperating in bed, probably yelling at his smartphone app saying, "That's not me, Joe." But we love you, Tim, and we miss you. But in that mindset is the good corporate citizenship of Beck-Cohen, but ways we can all help. Can we do that when we come back?
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Definitely so.
Local news first, then Fox News. Every hour on the hour. Seville 107.5 FM, AM 1260 WCHV.
This is Craig Jennings, choral director at Burley Middle School, inviting you to the 6th annual Winter Songs Concert in support of the Shelter for Help and Emergency, Saturday, February 29th at 5 o'clock p.m. at Monticello High School. The concert will feature almost 300 young women from 12 area schools fighting against relationship violence and helping to build self-esteem. In lieu of admission, we are accepting tax-deductible donations in support of the shelter at the door. See you Saturday, February 29th at 5 p.m., Monticello High School.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. Walmart pickup is so easy, and it is...
Attention, Earthlings. We picked up your radio transmission. Across the universe, we've searched for signs of intelligent life, and we found it. It's Walmart pickup. Order online from anywhere in the galaxy and pick up curbside for free with same prices as in-store? Wow, that's easy. We come in peace. And with a long shopping list and transmission.
Only at Walmart. $30 minimum. Restrictions
apply. Mac McDonald is on point next on WCHV.
When you scratch and you don't win.
100K Scratcher Replay.
Say what?
It's the Virginia Lottery 100K Scratcher Replay.
If I scratch and I don't win, I could still win?
That's right. Now through March 31st, enter any non-winning Virginia Lottery Scratcher for a chance to win one of two daily $500 prizes or the $10,000 grand prize. Visit VALottery.com/replay for details.
100K Scratcher Replay.
Odds of winning a prize depend on the number of entries received.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
WCHV time is 8:15. Time to go... Into the Notebook with Mac McDonald. Good morning, Brother Mac. How are you doing, sir?
Joe, doing good. Happy Wednesday. We're brought to you by Batteries Plus and BatteriesPlus.com, of course. Trust the plus for all your battery needs. By Atlantic Coast Conference standards, it's a little unusual. Since 2014, the ACC has averaged 7.5 NCAA tournament teams in the field. The last time the league had fewer than five, when it had four in 2013. The year before, it became a 15-team conference. Well, if anyone really cares at this point, Virginia right now slated a number 10 seed. And they're supposed to play in Greensboro against Texas Tech. See, the NCAA likes headlines and storylines, okay? Remember last year's? Okay, we haven't forgot. Joe Lunardi, who's the bracketologist, I was just thinking, wouldn't that be great to have that next to your name? Penciled in five conference teams yesterday, with either Notre Dame or Syracuse on the proverbial bubble. The Irish are at BC tonight. Syracuse will play at Pitt. All right, tonight, Virginia Tech gets another shot at the pack line. The January 4th experiment was a failure. UVA held the Hokies to 39 points, their lowest total since 1967, and the fewest in the series since 1946. Tech shot just 27%. Tech had 9 points in the first 16 minutes. All right, so much for history. Goal number one for Mike Young, head coach, Virginia Tech. According to first-year head coach, stop Kihei Clark.
Clark is very, very good and, you know, the engine for them. And, you know, they put him in a number of ball screens, and he carved us up pretty good. And some of that, well, Beast is trailing it, so that's not on him. That's on our team, and our team didn't have its best day, but brighter days ahead.
Yeah, they're going to try to kick him pretty good tonight. Goal number two, solve the pack line and get Landers Nolly comfortable. In the past eight games, Nolly is just 10 of 50 from three, shooting just 32% overall during the stretch. The last three games, 8 of 44. Solving the pack line should not be that difficult. Tech has its own pack line principles, however, not as consistent. The Hokies are allowing 71 points per game in conference play, and over the last five, the Cavs are averaging 66 per game. The offense has woken up. Coach Young feels if his team can play clean, they have a chance at the mild upset.
Sloppy basketball just drives me insane, but would be less than fair not to credit Virginia and their, you know, their preparedness and their team's activity on the defensive end.
There you go. So tonight, Joe will have it. Pregame at 6:30. Opening tip a little after 7 o'clock. And you know what drives me crazy, Joe?
What's that?
Sloppy handwriting. For the record, Virginia has Duke at home Saturday. We'll be at Miami next Wednesday. Home to Louisville on the 7th. So two home, two road remaining, counting tonight.
Yeah, that's a team you want to play if you need to burst the bubble and get into the air. You want Louisville on your calendar, don't you?
Yeah, well, Louisville and Duke, and then Duke is just going to be a hungry dog now because of their double overtime loss to Wake Forest last night. Mike Krzyzewski not happy, and they've fallen a game behind in the standings. So anyway, I guess the headline today in my notebook, right now, five ACC teams are penciled into the bracket.
I don't know. I told a friend of mine who works around ACC basketball. Mm-hmm. I said, you all should just keep, get 3 weeks in New York and stay after the ACC tournament in Brooklyn and just all go to the NIT and call it like the ACC tournament 2. You probably sell a lot of tickets for MSG. So
yeah, just transition over. Yeah, yeah. That's a great idea. So
thank you, Mac.
Same hotel. All right, JoJo. Tomorrow, yeah, I'll have the wrap up. It's a busy ACC night, as I said, because BC and Pitt and the Irish, at BC tonight, and Syracuse and Pitt play. So yeah, they're all really, really kind of
bunched
big
up
games
in there.
And I'll have it for you tomorrow, I promise.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Charlottesville, it's Leah from Price Kia. It's February, and that means the President's Day sales event all month long. And you can't go wrong spending your Benjamins at Price Kia. We've got 0% financing up to 72 months on most remaining 2019 models. We've got discounts on new Kias of up to $10,000. Current Kia owner, we've got another $1,500 off to say thank you for being part of the Kia Kia family. Looking for a fun and capable CUV? Come see the Soul, Sportage, Sorento, and the all-new Kia Seltos, which you can lease for $199 per month. Looking for a Kia Telluride, the most popular SUV in America? Well, we've got them, and we've got more on the way. And it's not just about the deals. At Price Kia, we respect your time and want to make shopping convenient for you. That's why we have the Get In, Get Out Express Shop option, where you can do almost everything online, at home, at your pace. Check out PriceKia.com for details. Amazing deals, the number one quality brand in America for the past 5 years, convenient shopping your way, and the service you can count on. That's why we want to see you at Price Kia.
Lease and financing offers through Kia Motor Finance. On approved credit, not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details. Taxes, tag, title, and 594 processing fee additional.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. Widespread morning fog, otherwise cloudy skies today. Showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon, and some storms may contain heavy rain and gusty winds. High temperatures around 60 degrees. Gradual clearing after midnight tonight. Lows mid-30s. Thursday, mostly sunny skies, but cooler with highs only in the upper 40s. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seaville 107.5 and AM 1260 WCHV.
Thank you, Travis. WCHV time is 8:21, and it is 47 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios in Charlottesville. Joe Thomas in the morning. Traffic again still backed up on the bypass. Earlier, three-car accident on the westbound side by the Locust Avenue exit. Also still slow on Pantops. Two-car accident as you come down right before you get to Freebridge there. Volume gets you on the westbound 64 coming into the 29 interchange as well. In WCHV traffic, brought to you by SVOE in Charlottesville at 2401 Hydraulic Road and online at SVOE.net. Coming up in the news at half past, we've got the threats in Fluvanna County have escalated to the point where they closed school today. Also, could Lee Malvo get parole? We'll get you all the details on that. Bloomberg Money Minute and the latest from the debate spin room with Fox News next.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon. Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Oh, you have found it. The place where you can find Washington Wizards basketball on the radio. Where you might just hear...
It's there! Bradley Beal for three!
Join me, Dave Johnson, and Glenn Gonsor as we bring you Bradley Beal, the Washington Wizards, all season long.
Friday night at 10, tune in as the Wizards visit the Utah Jazz.
Second all-time leading scorer. Right here in Central Virginia on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Let's go, Wiz.
Now we're back with a traffic update. Just got this Town Center Boulevard at Seminole Trail in northern Albemarle County. Two-car accident in the intersection, Town Center Boulevard and Seminole Trail as well coming in this morning. So you're going to be slow coming down out of Greene County for that. As we, in the name of TH Inc., but to celebrate good corporate citizenship, I thought it would be a great spot for us. And we got a second story to follow up on this. And Tim will especially appreciate that as he convalesces at UVA Hospital. But Beck Cohen and AHIP partnering up to help families. And Rob, I am sorry. Your official one time every half hour, Joe was misinformed. I win my misinformed beauty contest. It's not just once a year. It's once a month you do this with AHIP and an air handling system.
We support AHIP through thick and thin. And we're trying to help as many people as we can with heating as well as air conditioning.
So, Jen, how far afield does this go, and how does somebody get qualified to be in this program, not just annually, monthly and to work with AHIP?
Yeah, well, our program is ongoing throughout the year. So if somebody has a heating or cooling crisis or any home repair emergency, they can call our offices at 817-2447, which is 817-AHIP, to get hooked up with one of our intake people to talk about how we can hopefully help. We have a waiting list. We have limited funds, so we can't help everybody who calls, but we try to triage the most urgent needs first. And if people have a true emergency, dangerous deficiency, we really try to get those with the emergency repair funds
And is it basically, if you're working through Region 10, I mean, is there an income level per household?
We have an income levels. And then for some of our rehab funds, we have to help homeowners. So we help largely, exclusively homeowners, but sometimes we'll help people who live in mobile homes, and sometimes we have funding sources to help renters as well.
Yeah, and if you're a renter and you need to call AHIP, perhaps you need to call the housing authority as well on your landlord.
We do a lot of handicap modifications, and oftentimes we'll share the costs with the landlord. So there are certain conditions where we'll help renters out too.
But if somebody, I mean, my landlord is just a guy. He's just a doctor from Charlottesville. It's not like he's a some company that can fold this in. My wife and I have always been cognizant over trying to milk every piece of equipment as long as we can, because I don't want to just keep laying hit. I don't even tell you, whether it's going to find a light fixture for ourselves to replace it. You know, I'm sure these are all things landlords get called all the time, saying the light in my kitchen needs replaced or something like that. Codify for me, Rob or Jen, I mean, the kind of dollar figures you're talking about for a family like the one who just received this month's, air heat pump, I guess.
The one we did yesterday. Yesterday, mm-hmm. In fact. She got estimates upwards of $8,500.
For the value of the equipment.
New heating system.
But I mean, what does that turn into monthly in terms of, energy bill savings? Just ballpark.
It's so hard to quantify because everybody uses them differently. I can tell you that the system she had was, the seasonal efficiency rating on it was probably about a 10.
Mm-hmm.
We put in a 16. The efficiency rating is a 16. So her electric bill for the heating and cooling system only should be reduced by 30% to 40%. Just not her whole electric bill, right, but the equipment.
Well, and Jen, this goes into, again, what you do at AHIP as well. It's not just about the heat pumps, but it's about the windows, it's about the doors, it's about the insulation and all those things that you don't realize you're just pouring money out the window.
Yeah. When we talk about housing affordability, we often just focus on the amount of the rent payment or the amount of the mortgage payment, but there's operating costs that are very real. And this client we helped was not elderly, but a typical Social Security income might be $11,000 a year. And, a couple hundred dollars a month is just not, it's not something that people can easily absorb. So to the extent that, and it's fixable. I mean, we can't increase their Social Security income, right, but we can fix their.
So how can the listener that may not need AHIP to help them, but might want to help you, turn that around?
Well, we're running a
aside from buying something from Beck Cohen and helping
right,
them out.
They
for
should
their
totally
purposes.
Do that.
Should
yeah,
totally
yes,
do that.
Yeah, we would love that. That would be a win-win. They can donate or come out and volunteer, learn more about AHIP. They can go to AHIPVA.org. We have a match campaign right now for emergency heat program through the end of March.
Oh, wow.
The Department of Social Services is able to tap into funds that flow from the state to the localities, and we're able to deploy those funds into the community. But that ends the end of March. So what we're trying to do is raise $10,000 to help these families that are waiting for help by able to match these
and ones. If they go to AHIPVA,
AHIPVA.org,
they can find the contribution.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hit the donate button and go to town. Well, or they can call us for more information.
Yeah. And what's the size of the region you reach? I mean, is it Charlottesville, Albemarle, Greene? I mean,
right now we work in Charlottesville and Albemarle.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And there's plenty of need. We have about 300 people on the waiting list, and the phone rings off the hook. So there is so much need right here close to home.
Remind me of my buddy Ridge Schuyler and his network to work. And you think about how many people are out there that need the help. So we can all pitch in. Thank you guys so much, Jen, Rob.
Well, just for me, donating is very important for you. I think anybody who has a successful business in the Albemarle County area, it's their duty to help out. Mm-hmm. Tens and twenties work. It's working for Bernie. We kicked them off yesterday with a bigger amount because it's AHIP is a very, very important program, and we're with them 100%.
Remember Beck Cohen when the air conditioning goes in the night. And
please do.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Great morning.
Thank you.
Be
being tuned in means...
Should planners spend more time considering roads than views?
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-939-2525. 800-939-2525. 800-939-2525.
Local news first from the CBS 19 and WCHV newsrooms next.
Set all the buttons you want for music. Set these for news.